And your podcast is so stupid. I hate it.
At night.
I hate it.
Sunil Patel.
I hate you.
Huge Davies.
And I hate you.
You are now entering Slam Country.
Headphones on, boys. Come on.
Three.
Wait, no. We can't do it at the same time because then it doesn't work. No, I want to do it. There you go. What if I do? I'm going to clap but under the table so you can't see it. Okay,
cool, time to start.
The podcast, and I'm going to start it by saying, if you want to hear all of our bonus episodes, there's like 20, 30 of them, and all of the old podcast episodes, there's over 50 of them, and our full live show with Ed Gamble, go to patreon.com/slimecountry. And now we're going to talk about some different topics and subjects from the crazy world of stand-up comedy.
I was going to Google about the prawn.
So Sunil's just eaten some completely uncooked prawns.
No, yeah. Can you send like one uncooked prawn and left three, didn't you?
One's enough, though, isn't it?
One's enough.
One's
it does
enough
the damage.
To take you down, I think.
It's going to give you Google prion disease. That's what I think you have.
Never eat any raw seafood. Okay.
Right.
Well, no, that's not.
That's sushi.
No, that's how you. That's how you tell the cardinal directions, isn't it? You've got never, that's north, eat, that's east, any, that's ast.
That's where the ass is, down south.
Yeah, raw,
yeah.
That's Ralph.
Yeah.
And seafood, that's cest.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Symptoms usually appear 30 to 60 minutes.
Brilliant. So literally the puff in the window of the podcast recording, that's brilliant. In about 15 minutes, we'll see what happens when you... what's a Vorio infection? Vibrio infection?
No, I'm going to go on, man.
You can get worm from prawns.
I understand, man. I think I've got dishydrotic eczema.
Reddit, ate raw prawn.
What's that one? Is that eczema from the inside?
Eczema on you, like your fingers and toes.
This guy's freaking the fuck out.
This guy...
It was frozen.
Something metaphobia, what's that? What's... Go to the name of the subreddit. Go to the name of the subreddit. Emetophobia.
What's that?
I don't know. Let's Google it. Emetophobia. Welcome to Slime Country.
Most frozen shrimp companies have fully cooked shrimp and then they freeze and preserve it.
No, but that's not what happened with you because they were fresh shrimp and they were completely uncooked in the middle.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, it would normally be like... Mm. Normally you'd have a prawn that's like frozen and already cooked and then you just heat it up. But with yours, they were fresh. Emetophobia is a phobia that causes overwhelming intense anxiety pertaining to vomit. Interesting.
I've never seen you vomit before, and I'd like to.
I don't imagine you would ever vomit.
I can imagine you...
I haven't vomited since I was 17.
Really?
No expression in your face. No movement either. No attempt to even kneel anywhere.
Just coming out of my mouth.
No, you just sit like a gnome.
You'd seal your mouth, and it would explode out of your eyes, ears, and nose. You'd die on the spot, honourably. You'd honourably die. Well, can't r/Trader Joe's accidentally ate the Argentinian red raw shrimps.
Can one possible raw shrimp make you sick?
That's someone who's dying and typing.
Worst case, violently ill in 6 to 9 hours and puke your guts out for a few hours. High probability you're okay and have nothing to worry about.
Brilliant.
We're back on. Let's go.
Brilliant.
I think it's good for you to eat raw prawn.
Why?
No, I think it'll be good for you, no matter what.
Good for the podcast as well.
Test yourself, push yourself.
Who's got the weakest gut out of the three of us?
You
no, 100%.
I'm constantly complaining about your gut.
No,
I haven't been
off.
Sick since I was 17.
Sick of you rumbling about in this fucking studio.
What's
like
your...
Like a train.
What made you... Don't talk to me about trains, brother. I'll be here all day. What made you sick when you were 17?
Loads of lager.
Bloody hell. Stop smiling. Stop smiling like that.
How much is
loads of lager? Don't worry about it. At least double figures, probably.
I am Tommy
Patel.
And
some shots, yeah. And some beans.
Nice one.
I've got a good gut.
You got a nice gut, I think.
When was the last time you got food poisoning?
It's hard to tell.
I think I'm just always ill.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're ill enough, you just never really get ill.
Yeah. You're 1% ill all the time, yeah.
If you have sleep deprivation for 10 years, you basically can't feel ill. It's impossible.
Is that you, then?
Sometimes I go to doctors, and they're like, freak. They're like, what? You're alive? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely nothing. They're like,
yeah.
They're like, I think you have... like TB. I'm like, it can't be.
I
went to the opticians recently and they said my eyes
were... Wait, look at the camera. Notice anything? Well, obviously you don't because we're not doing video episodes anymore, but Hugh's got glasses for the first time.
But they tested my eyes and she had to test my eyes.
How did that go?
Eight times.
Why?
And they were like, she was like, eventually she's like, as an optician,
she's like, listen, they've got a point in the same direction if we're going to do this test. You can't like, sort that out.
That's just what Asians look like, I said. She said, you look like a cat person. I know it's not. It's just that's just Indonesians. No, she said that there was like something so crazy. She was like, I've never seen this before.
What?
And it was quite jolly in there because I thought it was quite fun. She was like, no, honestly, I've never seen anything. Your eyes are so different. Normally it's like a 3-point difference between the two. One of your eyes is 0.9, the other eye is 0.23.
What?
And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, you got to come in. Like, so they're getting scientists in to come test me.
Because
they've never seen any, like they've never seen anything like this before, and I was laughing about it. She's like, "No, I've never seen this before. So I've not even read anything like this before."
Because I tried
she
to
studies eyes. She's been to uni for it.
I tried to, but you've been to uni for books and
yeah. It's not the same. Films.
You read, exactly. Yeah. If you read you could read a book and go, "I've never seen anything like this before." Even though you did your master's in literature.
I've got a master's in literature. Every time someone says they have any sort of degree or qualification, I'm like, but I also have more than, I have about the same as you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I tried your glasses on because that's the rule, you have to let me have a go. But your prescription isn't very strong. Is this just temporary?
It's things far away. So it's like I can't read things very far away. This is all blurry.
See,
I was saying to you, Sunil, yesterday, like the opticians I went to was near London Fields, right?
Wow.
And then I was like, normally what happens is I can see like three people and then it's like a kind of a blur past that. I got used to that. Unluckily, what I did is I put the glasses on for the first time at London Fields and unfortunately, I had the deepest dishonour of immediately seeing 300,000 cunts sitting on a common. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
in London Fields. Unbelievable.
First time seeing a crowd of people and it was the worst one imaginable.
Took them straight off again. I was like, back to SD.
Well, don't wear them at gigs then.
Sure. I'm not wearing them for gigs now. No.
Me and you were in a posh optician's in North London recently, weren't we?
Hello. Filming, out soon?
Filming a video that's out soon.
Signals blank.
I
remember it.
My eyes are and my stomach are perfect because that's the way that Jakob made me.
Who's Jakob, Ed?
Do you not know about Jakob?
Yeah, I mean, well,
obviously you know about Jakob.
Nation of Islam. He's God, isn't he?
Have you taken my vape?
No. No, this is my vape.
If you've taken my vape, I'll spark you.
You left your vape on the table. You had your vape on the table when we were having lunch.
You were offering around vape yesterday.
You had vape on the table when we were having lunch.
I'm going to look for vape.
Have you heard about Jakob?
He'll hear us.
Do you know about it?
Jakob I've got headphones on, I can hear
Jakob
you.
Jakob is God, yeah?
It's not as if the room's so big I couldn't hear.
Jakob's a prophet.
No, it's under your table, you stupid cunt. It's under your chair.
Another one, is it?
You've got lost two, there's another one under there. So he basically, he was like, he was a jealous scientist. He was a jealous scientist back in the beginning when the world was all black people. And he was so jealous and angry that he sort of sailed away and he bred a race of evil, heartless devils that were all white. Mm. And that's how white people came into being, is the scientist, the petty scientist Jakob, who was a genius but marred by like character flaws, created white people in a lab to persecute black people until the end of time.
Where did he go?
He was black, though, wasn't he?
Huh?
Where did
he was
you?
Black. Aberdeen.
He went to Aberdeen. Yeah. All the most evil people go over there.
Yeah, banished from Cambridge University.
Yeah, happened to Jakob. He got banished from Black City.
Jakob, is that spelled? Is that Jacob said funny?
Y-A-K-U-B.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, that's why I've got like a superior eyesight and gut, because Jakob wasn't fucking about when he made my pupil.
I've seen
you made a few mistakes.
Yeah.
Nothing. I've never made a single mistake.
He's made.
And if I did, it's part of Jakob's plan.
Jakob would have made a lot of mistakes. He has made a lot of mistakes.
What do you mean?
Well, not all white people have perfect vision.
Huh?
All right, tell us more about Jakob. Why did he do it?
He was like,
what was the persecution?
No, he was like upset with the king or something.
The king of black people?
Yeah.
We're all upset with the king. Yeah. You can't just do what you want because you're upset with the king. You can't be the backup.
Who believes this stuff? This is Nation of Islam.
Right? This is Nation shit.
But they're still teaching that. That's like the Mormons, isn't it? That's some mad story they've made up in the last like
Joseph Smith
years.
And the angel Moroni.
Mormons, are those spaceship lads or?
Spaceship.
No, that's Scientology.
They're the spaceship
lads. Mormons are an angel came from space, gave me some gold tablets that say I can have six wives, but you're not allowed to see them.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to see them, but trust me, the tablets said I'm allowed to
see them. As you said that, I was like, can I see them? And then I realised that it might be for me.
Yeah, you're not allowed to see them.
I'm target market for that sort of thing. I want to see them. I want those pills. Were they golden, you said?
They're not pills. They're tablets, like
tablets,
in
like
cigarettes, like tabs.
No, stone tablets, but like made of gold, like written the thing you write on, you know, like a tablet. Like Moses got the commandments
like iPads,
on,
like an iPad tablet.
A gold tablet, a gold pill. You got a master's degree. Yeah.
You taking those Viagras yet?
What? I took one.
Did you?
Yeah, on Saturday.
How'd it go?
Forgot I'd taken it. Watched Shrek 2.
Did you get hard?
No, I watched Shrek 2. But yeah, I did get hard, yeah.
Just watching Shrek?
Yeah, just watching
Shrek. Isn't that the one where he fucks the dragon? That would make
no,
it
no,
hard.
Shrek,
it's a rock.
I think he's fucking the dragon towards the end of the first one and the second one. Because
they
have kids in the second one.
Which bit did you get hard at?
Hmm?
Which bit did you get hard at?
I didn't get hard at any of it.
Oh, right.
Tell you what, you're the real hardest geezer now that you've had all that Viagra. You're the real hardest geezer.
So yeah, Shrek 2 is a good movie.
One more time, Ed.
Because you're the real hardest geezer.
That's nice.
Yeah, okay.
So what do we think about hardest geezer's done?
Who is hardest geezer?
He's the Yucubian who ran the length of Africa. He's the white guy that he's said he was raising money for charity by running the length of Africa.
Is it illegal to draw a picture of Jacob?
Of Jacob? No. Muhammad you're thinking.
I think that's the same thing. Best not to. I was going to draw one, but best not to, just in case.
Don't draw Muhammad on the podcast, please. It's going to be without a video episode.
Muhammad's shit staring. Who's going into life drawings?
He ran the length of Africa, and he said he was the first person to ever do it. And the day before he finished, it took him a year. The day before he finished, the World Runners Association put out a press release saying, "Actually, some guy already did this 20 years ago."
Yeah.
You stupid cunt! You should have googled it.
I run across the bottom bit where it's thinner.
Yeah,
yeah, so I definitely cheated.
No, that's the width of Africa. He's gone up.
Who's this?
Hardest
geezer.
You said
Jacob. Oh, right.
I still think
he's a Yucubian because he's a white man.
Oh, right.
I go on the left side, so it's even. You're going up, it's even smaller then.
But it's the desert, isn't it?
No, but you still have to go all the way up from the bottom.
I'll take the tube. I'll take the worm
tube.
You take the tube.
I'll take the tube.
The Sahara tube.
The worm tube.
How are you getting off that worm tube?
Jump off, as we said,
they just jump off. They just jump off.
We've discussed at length before.
We just jump off. How do you get off a worm? You just jump off.
Yeah, but they had the whole village on there. They had like hundreds of people.
So what they do is they get the maker hooks under the scales of them.
Yeah.
Because sandworms will naturally, if they've got an exposed bit of their carapace, what they'll do if they're like inner body or whatever, they'll turn it up because they don't want to get sand in it. So whichever bit you've got the hook in will be the bit that's facing up.
Right.
So if you want to get off, you just have to like maneuver it so that it's moving, like the bit you're on is closer to the sand, and then just jump off.
Sometimes you have to maneuver it so it swallows your car, so it's like the channel tunnel. Okay.
Yeah, that's what loads of Fremen in their car queuing up to get inside the worm to take it across the desert. Like you're getting on the ferry to Isle of Wight with your family for the holiday.
Take me to Ventnor Fringe, worm.
Take me to Ventnor Fringe. Shout out Ventnor Fringe. I'll be doing that.
Yeah, I'll be doing that too.
Yeah, done it.
Already done it.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I did it a couple of years ago. Yeah. What a lovely place Ventnor is.
International Poo Museum.
I can't wait to go. We talked about it last episode. Yeah. The shit museum.
There's an International Poo Museum at Isle of Wight. Shout out Isle of Wight. It's the only thing they're advertising on the ferry. They really want people to go to the International Poo Museum. Brilliant merch.
I love the name.
I picked up about at least £40 worth of merch in there.
I love he dropped £40 as well while he was in there. I love the name Isle of Wight because it's like whites are like ghosts, right? So that's really cool. Like Barrow Whites.
And also zombies from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but that's sort of wrong. I don't like it when it's about a zombie. I like it's more when it's sort of like half zombie, half ghost.
I can understand how you
like a draugr. A draugr.
Well, ghosts are better than zombies. I'm not going to challenge you on that one.
Who do you think Tom Bombadil really is? Because they don't really explain it.
Tom.
He kind of looks a bit like the hardest geezer.
Sounds like he's from Clapham. Tom.
Yeah.
Maybe he's from
Tommy
Clapham.
Tommy B.
Yeah.
Newest edition of Made in Chelsea.
Oh, right. You watch that?
Yeah.
What do you mean you watch Made in Chelsea?
Yeah.
What do you mean you watch Made in Chelsea? What are you talking about? Can you swim?
No. Yeah. I can stay afloat.
I knew you wouldn't be able to swim.
I can do one length in a shallow pool.
Would you, what, walk
that's
through
swimming,
a pool?
That's swimming.
Not walking.
You mean walk through a
pool? If I know my feet can touch the bottom, I can swim with confidence. Otherwise, it's hard.
This is a thing where the training, you need to take the training wheels away. You need
Where am I going to drown? Croydon fucking reservoir? No, there isn't one.
Well, when we get this podcast boat, we've been talking
back
about
on a ferry.
Time,
that's the point of having a boat. If I'm incentivized not to fall overboard, so I'm going to be an even better sailor.
Boat can capsize.
Yeah, but sailors back in the day didn't know how to swim.
And they all died.
Actually, no, that's why they got chicken and pigs tattooed on the bottom of their feet.
What for?
Because
what's he talking about?
Because when a boat sank, it was like the livestock. When a boat sank, this is one of the sailor tattoos, one of the famous sailor tattoos. When a boat capsized, the chicken cages, then the crates with the livestock in, were the things that floated. So they would get chicken and pigs tattooed on the bottoms of their feet. To like, there's a superstition to make them buoyant.
Oh right,
yeah.
But you can prove that superstition wrong almost immediately by chucking someone in a bit of water.
Right. Well, I'm not going to throw a sailor in the water.
You can actually join. You can join the navy. They've just relaxed the rules on joining the navy.
I'm not joining the navy. I'm not joining the Royal Navy.
Join the Royal Navy.
No.
Why not?
You join the navy.
It'll make you a man.
No, you join.
No,
the navy.
I'm already a man.
I'm a man.
I'd be less of a man if I joined the Royal Navy.
Same here.
I'm not joining an imperialist fleet.
What?
Join the merchant navy.
You'd rather be on the side of the imperialist fleet than the pirates.
No, I'd. Are you joking?
I can see you launching planes off a ship.
Having a barbecue on the beach in like Cuba all day with my boys. That sounds unreal.
Yeah.
Compared to bringing a gunboat and kill you.
Well, no, you're not. You're standing on the deck of a ship saying you're allowed to take off now, Mr. Plane. That's what the navy is. It's not. Thank you, Mr. Plane. Please, I'm sorry. Please, you can take off now. It's so lame.
All right.
You'd be a good figurehead for the front of the ship. They strap you on the front.
No, just got eyes glazed.
Hands
behind my back.
Yeah. Like an admiral. Yeah,
that would be brilliant. You'd be a really good admiral.
You've got admiral pose.
I can see your sending 14-year-old boys to
Italian.
Their death.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind.
I could imagine
Italian
you
OAP.
Stuffing a boy down a cannon.
Yeah.
Why
nothing
do
behind
that?
The eyes.
Killing a powder monkey, sending a powder monkey to their death.
Have you seen the guns they've got on these boats? They're different.
They're built different. They're built special.
I saw a film where, like, a boat. The sentence I queued up in my head was one of the thickest things I've ever said.
Oh, go on, you're in good company.
Where the boat killed all these missiles coming at it just fast. It just did it like from like 10 meters away. Shot them all out. Yeah, like bang.
Yeah.
Like real quick, like 10 missiles coming at it.
All right.
And like it was up. They were like maybe 10-20 meters away, and it just like shot them all out of the air immediately. Then.
With bullets or with rockets?
Explosions.
Yeah.
So like
rockets
flak.
Then.
Yeah. Is that what is flak? Mortars.
I think it's stuff that gets rid of other stuff.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah. Pretty dim 20 seconds from us over there.
What are we Googling?
Never Google anything. You know when some people... No, Ed, put it down.
I'm not Googling. I'm seeing what other topics we've got.
He's seeing, he's looking
Ed's,
at the
Ed's
notes.
Written a list of things we've
already got through
Civil
four
War,
of them.
Civil War.
Have you saw the film Civil War? Sounds like...
Is that cats versus dogs?
Sounds like it's a pretty uncivil war, if you ask me. So what, it's a war between Texas and California?
No, Texas and California are together, I think.
They're together?
Yeah, they're fighting
This is a film, by the way,
despotic president.
Right. I thought it was Texas versus California.
Didn't really pay attention to that bit of it.
Let's go.
But the gun stuff was good. Really intense battle sequences.
Really?
It was quite like...
But no chebs, though, so you were quite a bit disappointed.
What's
no
a cheb?
Yeah, no chebs.
What's a cheb?
You know what a cheb is.
I don't know what a fucking cheb is.
Well, there were two chebs out in the atomic missile museum, Oppenheimer.
What's a cheb?
It's two chebs. It's tits.
Tits.
Sunil only goes to the movie for chebs.
Only at IMAX. 100-foot chebs.
I went to IMAX once to see Interstellar.
Yeah.
And we would turn up.
No chebs.
We turn up to Interstellar. Yeah. My friend was late. And we were like, we'll just go in. We texted him, like, we'll leave your ticket by the door. Yeah, yeah. He comes in like 20 minutes late. And he's like, I've got this crazy hangover. He could barely make it. He was like, he could barely make it into the cinema. He sits down. Right, the scene where the rocket takes off, and it's like you're like in the rocket, the rocket,
yeah.
It takes off, and it's like in IMAX too, so
space rocket.
You can't get away from it.
Yeah.
He immediately
can leave.
He immediately throws up onto himself. He just sits there like, and he just comes down like that. It's so good.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Don't first, tell me a metaphor.
First action of Interstellar is to throw up on yourself.
That's brilliant.
You looking up?
So yeah, no, I looked at so it is it's California and Texas versus like Florida and Alabama and stuff. So it's, they're basically presumably fighting about whether to marry your cousin or just fuck them.
There's no like explanation.
It's about 5G.
It's about 5G.
There's genuinely, the only thing they say is like the president is in his third term. And that's the only thing.
No, that's not allowed.
That's not allowed. That's what I said. Allowed in the cinema. And it's played by...
it's like a big tower.
No,
yeah. Yes. Who's the president?
Is, that, is that cold?
Yeah. Do you want it?
Nah.
Do you want it here?
Put a bit of that in there.
There's still Fanta in there. That's crazy. Yeah, carry on explaining while I pour Coke Zero into his Fanta bottle.
Well, that's
still
clip,
got a bit
it?
Of Fanta
that
left.
This is something Jakob.
No,
this is what something Jakob would do.
Yeah, this is how he created white people. This is how Jakob created white people by mixing Fanta and Coke Zero. There you go, my boy.
Thank you, buddy.
Is it Jesse Plemons who's married to
Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah. He's fucking incredible in this.
He's a fucking amazing
he's
actor.
So good.
He's so good.
He's the most terrifying man when he wants to be.
Have you seen him in Killers of the Flower Moon? So
yeah.
Come down to see about these murders. See who's doing them.
Did you see him in the Breaking Bad sequel, the movie?
Yeah,
when they were just like, I think he's the only actor I've ever experienced, and we're just like, you actually don't bother to work out. You go as fat as you'd like to be.
Him and Kirsten Dunst are my favourite celebrity couple by far. What else has he been? He's in something amazing.
Well, he started out in, was it Friday Night Lights he was in?
Friday Night Lights,
he was brilliant in that.
Got a hiccup when I ate that.
Black Mirror. He was in a famous episode of Black Mirror.
Never seen any. Need to watch that.
Eddie, you're really...
Yeah?
Your head is just. We need to find a way of getting the microphone away from your face.
No, it's fine.
Because look, look at camera.
I'll make sure my head's in the frame.
What's his,
you're also stooping so much.
My back is.
We need new microphones.
Do we?
So I'll tell you. Here's what happened. I watched a movie last night called Bottoms.
I've seen that movie.
It was good, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Comedies are back, which is nice. Rachel Sennott was in it, and Ayo Edebiri.
Yep.
And the teacher was good. He was funny.
He was Marshall Lynch, the NFL player.
Yeah, he was really funny.
That's smart. A lot of the sportsmen are just immediately
good actors.
Yeah, they're just going straight into it.
Well, I guess if you have press training and you're used to like you have to be a bit to be a, like a top sports person, you kind of have to be a bit of an entertainer as well.
And they don't need it.
Do you know
as
David
well?
Beckham turn up in King Arthur?
Yeah,
did he?
That's fucking mad. Yeah,
it's
fucking crazy. No, it's the one with Guy Ritchie's one where they're all Cockney, but also. Arthurian legend.
I haven't seen that. Is it good?
No, don't ever watch that film.
Oh, you watched it for your podcast.
It's annoying because I really like the.
Of course, it's great.
I really like the Camelot stuff.
It's in the Green Knight. Watch the Green Knight.
The Green Knight's unreal. It's
good?
Really
watch
good.
The Green, yeah, except with Dev. With Dev in it. Nice. It's great.
Brilliant. I've got the
shout out Dev Patel.
I have the book. I think it's Simon Armitage's translation of it.
I had an illustration book with a.
It's so good, dude. I found a really good book, Mort d'Arthur book in a charity shop from like 1910. I love the Matter of Britain stuff so much.
Why has nobody made like a series of this? Because
They did Merlin. I rewatched Merlin recently. It's good, man.
When
we were kids, 2000s.
Streaming money.
I had an idea for a show that will never get made.
Oh, God.
Well, that's a lot of your show ideas.
Yeah, but this one especially. Right. So it's about the venerable Bede writing his Chronicles of Britain.
Yeah, but I think whenever you go into a meeting and you mention a Bede, they assume it's going up your arse. Do you know what I mean?
They do, yeah.
Like,
I shove the venerable Bede up my ass.
Yeah.
I gate myself with the 8th century's most prolific monk scribe. I shove him up my ass.
What did he do?
He was a historian who lived at Wearmouth and Jarrow in the 8th century, and he was basically the first ever guy to write down like the history of Britain, and he was like a really good historian. He like sourced everything really well, so it's basically he's the only reason we have like a lot of the idea that we have about like the Dark Ages in Britain and what was going on.
Right.
I love him so much, man. I've been reading the lives of the monks of Wearmouth and Jarrow.
Has he got an exciting life though?
No, but the way he writes is so funny. Mm. He lists all the Abbots.
So like Garfield cartoons.
Well, yeah, almost. Yeah. He's just like Jim Davis. Yeah.
There's John. John is the main monk, and there's his cat called.
Yeah, and he's always trying to fuck a nun called Liz, who's not interested in him at all. I read this book.
But it's not like that.
No, it's actually not. If we take it seriously for a minute.
It's going to be serious.
He chronicles the lives of all the abbots of the monastery, because it's like the 700s. Every single one is like, he was abbot for 3 months, and then he caught like a devastating, body-racking disease. Thank God he was able to absolve himself of sin by living out his last years in extreme pain every day.
Yeah.
What a brilliant form of worship that is. How lucky he is to die racked with agony.
Yeah.
And then it's just that, like, 20 times.
Is he taking the piss? Yeah.
No, he's being serious. He's like, how lucky are they to prove how much they love God with suffering? Yeah. It's awesome.
If we were all three of us in a... You know, it would be with monks and an abbot.
I'd love that.
Who do you think would leave first? Ed, I think.
No, I would love it. Ed likes it.
You'd go red pill quite quick.
No, I'm genuinely like, when I was a child, I was prepared for that. Like, I visited monasteries and met monks who do that and stuff when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I sang there.
Would your girlfriend be allowed in?
No. It's no, you're not allowed to. The only thing is that, like, it's boys only down there.
Do Protestants don't have monks, do they?
No, they don't have anything good. They don't have any fun.
No.
They're not allowed to.
Not allowed to have fun.
They said at the beginning, this is it now, you're not allowed to have fun.
Yeah.
Strip out the church.
They don't even have
confession.
You may know this already, but one of my big topics of interest is like Dark Ages medieval history. I am obsessed with...
I feel like every week...
It was trains about half an hour ago.
Obviously, I do love trains.
I think you're quite interested in things, aren't you?
Yeah. I do love trains.
You're in my life, otherwise.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Thanks, you know what I mean?
But no.
I bring nothing to yours.
You mean brilliant friendship to me.
You like FIFA and stuff.
You like FIFA and games.
Yeah, but you don't like FIFA.
You both like FIFA. You both like Pokemon.
And we both like
Pokemon.
And Theatre of the Absurd, we both like that.
Yeah.
And Ghost Stories.
Shout out Samuel Beckett.
I read a brilliant book. Shout out Samuel Beckett. I still haven't. I've got Murphy on my shelf and I've still never read it. I read a brilliant book called Medieval Bench Ends and Misery Chords, which is about the surviving bench ends and misery chords after the dissolution of the monasteries. But listen, it's really good, and I'm clearly the first ever person to buy this book because I've never seen more misprints and errors in one book.
What are bench ends?
So it's like the carved ends of benches.
Oh, right.
So like...
misery chords.
Misery chords, basically. So when you were a monk or any kind of church guy, when you did services and stuff, which is obviously when you were in a monastery, the hours mean you're doing like 8 masses a day or whatever. And you're meant to stand up for all of them. So they invented a type of chair called a misery cord, which is like, it's not a pew, it's not a chair, but it's like you're still technically standing up, but there's a tiny little shelf at bum height.
It's like the Pleasance basement, yeah.
Yeah. So you're not technically sitting down, but you're like...
You can buy them for watching golf games.
Yeah, basically.
Like, it's like a stick.
It's a standing chair. It's like a standing desk for monks, basically. Yeah. But they had like intricate little carvings. In Catholic churches, there was all sorts of like, there was iconography all over the place. Places covered in carvings and statues and really vibrant paint. And when Protestantism comes in, that all goes. And they're like,
but where
less
did the money
images.
For that come from?
They're like,
it came from the poor people.
They're like, it's actually now it's all about the word. It's about the word, the written word, not about the images.
Yeah, but the images were all like. They were fucking people over.
They were brilliant.
I love images.
Yeah, but they were like
though.
Made up miracles and stuff like that. The icons that they were.
Wait, they were what?
They were like they made up all the. What? You know the like oh this is the skull of X Y Z. That was all just nonsense.
No, it's real. Have you been to the Basilica of the Holy Blood? I have. I believe that.
It's
blood
a man
totally.
Behind it, just refilling it again,
pouring Coke Zero into the tube to make Jesus' blood go liquid again.
Cheeky Vimto every.
No, I am. I think that the obviously the relics and stuff are crazy.
Yeah, the relics, that's it. Yeah.
But it lets people have like a vibe and connection with
all the like all the like gold and stuff like that. That was unnecessary. That was all like bought off the proceeds.
It's like a it's a Neoplatonic idea that the beauty is truth.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's why the closer you, that's why everyone was so impressed with the Lindisfarne Gospels, because it's like, wowza, these guys have put so much work into this. This is real shit. We're getting closer to God's creation by being able to make stuff that's this gorgeous. You know?
I think the issue is with all the people that were in the Catholic Church at the time, who just did it for their own, to get rich off it.
Yeah, as opposed to Protestants now who don't do that at all.
Very simple people. Yeah, what's the Archbishop's Palace like?
Pretty nice. Nice. I've seen those American pastors that are preaching in like $20,000 cards.
God wants you to be rich. That's what they say.
Yeah, the Bible says that, doesn't it? Yeah. Says it's the easiest thing for a rich man to do is to get into heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, pre-Reformation, well, I'd say my favorite is like from when the Romans left to like maybe up to the Norman conquest, up to like Anglo-Saxon history, extremely cool. Yeah. I love that shit. Yeah. The Heptarchy, very powerful. I'm very interested in that.
But it's so hard to know what was true and not based on the sources.
Because there are basically no sources. Yeah, there are no sources. It's really hard.
And it's all down to Bede.
Bede is a big player in the historiography, because
nobody had any fucking paper or could read or write.
No, it wasn't. It's just like badly preserved sources and stuff. Like centers of power. There's loads of reasons, but like centers of power moved around a lot, and like there are suspicions that after the Normans came in and made England one country and stuff, that basically. There's the like records were destroyed a lot of the time as well. Also, like kings changed so much all the time that the records are constantly moving and getting destroyed and changing.
A big operation after the Empire, the British Empire was sort of over, where they just threw all the paperwork into the sea.
What?
When they came out of it, when they left India, all the like records, not all the records, but they just chucked a lot of it away. So you just couldn't.
Did they?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
It was a big.
Into recycle bin.
To recycle bin. Sorry, yeah. Shredder.
I worship technology. I can't communicate like this. Do you know what I mean?
Here's a fun fact. Would you like to know this? So this is a very... this is streamlining, and I may get things wrong, but I think it was around sort of Cuthbert times, maybe Bede times. What's happening is this. Loads of different cunts are having a fight about when Easter is meant to be observed. Right? No one really knows when Easter is actually meant to be.
And I'd love to be
I
that,
thought
man.
You have a look at the fucking sun and moon.
No, so that. Listen. So some people, it's the Roman...
It's truly when Sainsbury's start doing Easter.
It is, yeah. No, they do them earlier and earlier every year.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the arguments are.
When you realise there's a reduced sticker on the Easter egg, you're like, oh, fuck, it was yesterday.
Is Easter eggs the poo of Jesus Christ?
No.
Drop okay, eggs. Interesting.
No.
Because it's
his head.
The head of Jesus Christ. Yeah, sure.
You're meant to lick vinegar off a sponge, really. No, what it is so there was loads of guys were like, the Easter's happening here, and then everyone else was like, no, it's happening here. And Rome, all the cunts in Rome were like, this is when Easter is. But then the Irish monks in the Irish church were like, no, Easter's here. And the monks in like Northumbria and shit, and the rest of the kingdoms in the Heptarchy had to make choices. They had to be like, the Christian ones at least, were like, oh, we have to make a choice here. Are we going to go with the Irish or are we going to go with Rome?
Yeah, hard one.
They ended up siding with Rome.
Why wouldn't you?
Which, of course you would. Yeah. Obviously, plays a huge factor in the development of English Christianity in the Dark Ages. But it also meant that they went with the tonsures of the Roman monks. So the monks would have their hair cut in the Roman style tonsure, which is the ring of hair around and then bald on the top, instead of the Irish tonsure, which was bald on the front, ponytail in the back.
So we could have a world where
all the Irish boys and the English boys were cutting about with bald on the front, ponytail on the back, like a samurai.
That would have fucking changed everything.
That would have changed everything, wouldn't it?
Can you imagine?
John Kearns would have had a samurai haircut.
So much more racist towards Irish people, I think, if that was the case. It's so much easier.
I've always known Irish people and samurai were brothers.
So it's mad that the Japanese and the Irish had the same haircut. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
This is what they don't want. This aliens. Is why it's the Dark Ages. Aliens. They don't want to tell you this words. Stuff.
They told
this is what they don't want to tell you. They don't want us knowing that all men are brothers. All men are brothers. We know this.
And then, have you ever thought about... I was talking to someone recently about facial. We were talking about how many, so many different types of facial hair and there are how many different styles in them.
Yeah.
Looking at you, you're the perfect candidate to have... Basically, we were talking about how no different one's ever styles. Had the style of like just on the cheek. So you just shave everything off like apart from the cheeks and you grow out the
deep
cheeks.
South America.
No, that's... No, that's it's just that's, Amish. That's called mutton chops.
No, connection. There. Just the spot.
Oh, just right. the spot. Just a circle just on the cheek.
Spot, and then we grow that out.
You could do that.
Yeah, I could.
You should
well, yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
But it's mad that over...
Like Pikachu.
Yeah, like Pikachu.
No one's ever done that?
No, I don't think anyone's ever done that.
Maybe it's hard to get a perfect
circle. Let me see if someone has done that.
Just cheek hair.
I bet you... Just cheek hair.
Circle on cheek hair.
Just cheek hair.
Reddit. Look on Reddit.
Yeah, because I don't... Me or Ed don't have... You know, we don't have the minerals.
I couldn't do it.
But you, I think you do. Yeah, and you were looking to shave off anyway.
I wasn't. Yeah, I was.
Do you think you're worried that you'd lose roles from if you'd shave it
okay.
off?
No, I got asked if I'll shave it all off for a role. I said, yeah.
All right, interesting. I found something called a circle beard.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'll put that on the clip.
Yeah, put that on the clip. Yeah. I found something called a circle beard.
Look up circle beard. Oh,
that's genius.
God.
Didn't even have to Google Reddit and that
that's
guy came up.
But that's a one-day-only beard. You can't keep that longer than that.
That's genius.
Oh my God,
that's great.
That's amazing.
God, that's so good.
To wow. what? It's like what for?
I think that's for
fun.
Just for a laugh. Just the boys having fun, isn't it? Having a fun laugh. Yeah. So that's what happens when you Google circle beard.
Mm. Oh my God, that's incredible.
I don't know what else to go for now. I'm a bit stuck. I can't do that.
You should do that's the circle.
Like, that circle beard is sort of like a circuit for lice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just you can keep going. It's like you're when they go up Africa. You said they go the whole way.
It's Rainbow Road for lice.
Rainbow Road for lice.
Your head.
Make sure you don't fall a nostril.
Little chain chomps coming out of his mouth. That's brilliant. I'd love to be a lice running around your head.
You could do that, but it just needs a bridge in the middle.
Can I
to jump across?
Can I do that?
You could. No, you can't.
I mean, can I do that on your face?
No, no.
Can I turn into a bug and run around in your beard?
Yeah,
if you were a true Christian, you'd do one like that and then one around the side like that.
The tonsil,
to make the cross.
Oh, and like then, a cross.
Right, right, yeah.
You know, the lice could meet.
Do you think there's been anyone that's ever done a beard all the way down their nose, down like that?
No, because that's not what facial hair
no,
is.
No, I bet you there would be someone. There would be someone.
I got my eyebrows plucked. What do you reckon?
Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't do it. Someone else
did. But why did you get it done?
I don't know. They just said, "Can I pluck your eyebrows?" And I said, "Yeah."
Oh, okay.
You got one hair coming down the middle of your forehead.
You've got one hair coming down the middle of your head.
Fuck.
Do you want to pluck that out?
No.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll pull it
once.
Did you get it?
No, it's not.
I would have felt it go.
Okay,
go and pull it.
Is you? It's not in. That's it. Pull it fucking hard. Yank it.
My finger around.
It's gonna hurt. That's a clump. That's a clump.
Just pull.
I got it.
I felt.
Thank you, Ed.
I got it.
It didn't need to come out.
So make sure you subscribe to the Patreon.
To see our hair. See us ripping each other's hairs out.
It feels like we've done an hour, but we haven't.
We haven't. It does feel like we've done an hour, isn't it?
We're never fucking near it, to be honest.
We've done a lot of cuts.
Shout out Neil O'Rourke. We were at Neil O'Rourke's
birthday. Shout out Neil O'Rourke. Happy birthday, Neil.
Shuffleboard table.
We played shuffleboard a lot. I really wanted to slide across it.
Yeah. I just got a message from... I think it was...
About the shuffleboard, is it?
About the shuffleboard from Melanie Bracewell. Australian comedian. Shout out Melanie
She's actually a New Zealand comedian. That's actually a fucked up thing of you to say, man.
That's fucked up, but we can't edit that out.
But she does a lot of stuff in Australia.
It won't matter because he's actually from Arrakis. I found out.
She's actually from Iraq.
No. She said that she played that game.
That's Saddam Hussein meme of him lying in the bunker, but it's Melanie.
We're deleting that.
No, sorry, go on.
No, we're deleting
that. No, Karen, keep talking. What did she say?
She said that she liked the game. That's the end of the
Shout out Melanie Bracewell.
From New Zealand.
Great comic. Haven't seen Melanie for a long time. I think she just did a little tour of the UK, didn't she?
Bloody hell, I think she did.
And I think
we did get her on.
But the sport is game is great. You've got so many things going on. Sand. You put sand on it.
Mm. I love that.
You put sand on. Hey, what other game do you put sand on?
Probably when you're doing a shot put or hammer, you have to stand in a big pit of sand.
Or if you're trying to get across...
Long
jump.
Beach volleyball.
Or Arrakis, when you're trying to get across the dune.
Is that a sport?
No, it's life or death, mate.
I think it's for them it's sport. I think that's the closest sport you can get is not being eaten by a big worm.
Snooker.
What's kabaddi on?
Snooker.
That's just dirt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Snooker.
Snooker. Bit of...
Sand.
Bit of sand on snooker.
If you want.
If you want, lads.
We didn't know what the rules were, but we were enjoying ourselves. We didn't know what the rules
well,
were.
Well, I'll tell you, me and Neil...
You got a good point in.
I got a couple of good points. But I'll tell you this much. Me and Neil realised that when we were playing, that there was actually a giant blackboard right next to the table that very clearly explained the rules in big letters.
No, I wouldn't trust that.
We played it exactly opposite.
I don't read it.
Yeah, we played it completely wrong. We were like, you're not meant to play it versus each other. You're both meant to go down the same end of the table.
Yeah. Okay. I don't trust anything I read these days.
And it's like first to 15.
I saw that blackboard and I was like, that's the mass media.
That must be the specials.
It's printed out. It's printed
out. Me and you had to have a roast on our own on the side.
Yeah, they for some reason.
Kids table. Yeah,
we were watching. You were watching the game like kings, in the court.
Looking up shuffleboard.
Yeah. Speaking of the game, shout out to Crystal Palace for once again fucking Liverpool's title hopes.
Shout out Crystal Palace. I was so rude to you about
it
yesterday.
I love my club.
Yeah.
Fucking
you bleed red and blue, don't you?
Three times. We're the only.
$5,000 for a shuffleboard table.
Are you having a laugh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No. All that money's though in the sand, though. It's good sand. That sand all the way
Who's
from.
Buying that for that house?
I bet you have to buy your own sand.
Yeah. Sand not included.
Yeah, sorry. Shout out Crystal Palace, obviously.
Palace. I'm thinking of buying a toad or a crab as a pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that going to be something that people can vote on the Patreon?
Yeah, I think if enough people subscribe to the Patreon, I'll be able to get a tank for my toad that I'm going to get. So go to the patreon.com.
What was the other one you might be getting?
Crab.
I had a lobster.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was a blue lobster called BB King.
Nice. So that's a great name for a lobster. Well, I'll tell you, you remember, obviously, did I tell you about Crab Hospital?
Excuse me?
I think you might.
Did I tell you about Crab Hospital?
It just feels familiar.
So during the pandemic, this is like high, like proper high pandemic, you know, like...
The corpses are piling high.
Yeah, this is like late 20, early 21. Yeah. It was definitely early 21, I'll tell you how I know. Or it might have been early 22, actually. But anyway. So me and my beautiful girlfriend, my amazing love of my life, and her flatmates went to buy a Christmas tree for them. And in that area, their local shop that sold Christmas trees also sold live crabs. Live seafood in a tank.
Yeah, cool.
But these crabs, these live crabs, were living in such awful conditions. I said to them, I was like really emotional, and I said to my girlfriend and her flatmates, who were still quite new to me at the time, didn't know me very well, I said, I'm going to buy all of those crabs.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm going to rehabilitate them in a massive wash tub in my room, and then I'm going to carry them all on the train to the seaside and release them.
Shout out Liv for putting up with you and that sort of behaviour.
They said I was insane.
Yeah.
For wanting to turn my bedroom into a hospital for crabs.
She said you were insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I think
it's a good idea.
I think it's a good instinct.
I think your room would stink a crab. I don't mean controversial.
I don't think crabs smell.
No,
it's the water that smells.
It's the seawater that smells.
Well, unfortunately, they're in water.
Put them in fresh tap water.
I caught a crab. Have I told you about this? No, you can't put them in chlorinated water. Yeah, you have to leave the tap water out.
Yeah. Sorry.
Just put a bit of toothpaste in, they'll be fine.
Have you seen a picture of me with a crab? I caught one.
You went to the Crab Museum, was it then?
No, I didn't catch a crab then, but I did sell out 2 nights at the Crab Museum. Shout first comedian to ever do it, shout out the Crab Museum.
Well done.
Shout out all the boys,
the
love
Crab Museum.
All of them there. So, basically what it was I was in Walberswick, Suffolk, and me and what you do, you stand on a bridge.
Yeah.
It's like a bridge over a small, like a inlet that goes to the sea, I guess.
Mm.
There's loads of little crabs in there, and what you do is you put bacon on the end of a twine.
And it's,
The crabs go fucking crazy for it. You dip it in the water and you pull your thing up. These crabs want the bacon so much, they won't let go.
Yeah.
And you pull them up and you put them in a little bucket and you say, nice one, and then you let them go again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've done that, crabbing.
Yeah, I love.
As a kid, I used
brilliant,
to,
man. Yeah. I love crabs. I think they're such fascinating creatures. Instagram, if you follow me on Instagram, I can show you, if you can have a look at the picture of me and the crab.
When you went to get the Christmas tree, did you end up, how many crabs did you get?
I didn't buy a single crab that day.
Okay, so it was you were thinking about getting crabs.
I was thinking about it, because I'd have to buy the buckets and the big wash basin first if I was going to do it. I'd have to really commit to it, you know what I mean?
Why don't you just buy them and then immediately go to the seaside?
Because there wasn't a direct train from there to the seaside, but there was from the seaside, from my house to the seaside. Also, you don't want to just release a load of doomed crabs into the sea. They have to be better, do you know what I mean? you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to be doing all right for themselves.
Predators straight away.
You have to give them the nutrients. You have to get them to watch Naruto.
You have to make sure they're going to survive on their own if you do any crazy business with them.
I've got grab before on a piece of string.
Now, where the fuck is this picture of the
crab? Where is it?
I caught it off a dock and I put it in a bucket. Crab dies. Bucket smelt. End of story. Really horrible.
Did you keep it?
Get back into the sea?
Yeah, I did. I was a bit attached to the crab at that point. I gave it a name. I called it Kevin. You know. But dad was like, you got to chuck that crab away.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, crab's still alive.
Right.
It was fully dead.
How much is a cat?
Would have been, yeah.
Cat, more than a crab, less
could have
than
been
a dog.
Expensive, a crab, I think.
Yeah. You can grab cats off the street, though.
More than a crab. More than a crab, less than a dog.
Yeah, I'd say so.
He's right, though. He's right. That's a shame.
More than a crab.
That's the real sad thing about it. He was right.
It took a while to sink in, didn't it?
That's actually a brilliant way of describing it. You're completely correct. It probably does cost less than a dog, but more than a crab.
Yeah. That's the sort of person I'd be in the pet shop.
Bro's an economist.
It's like, it's sort of pay what you want. It's like it's like Radiohead's in Rainbow's album.
Yeah.
How is that? How much is that cat? Less than a dog, more than a crab. Fit one, more than an ugly dog.
Less than
a fit crab.
A fit crab.
Yeah.
You seen that film about the pet shop?
Dr. Doolittle?
No, it's where the woman who works in the pet shop fucks the 14-year-old kid who works there.
May, December.
That's it.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
Well, it's not about a pet shop, but that's where they met.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? It's good. Very.
What do you mean it's very good?
It's a good film.
Stop bringing it up and saying, this is the third time you brought it up, and you go, it's very good. It's the only film you haven't
very
seen any
film.
Films, and when you do see a film, it's about nonsense. And
no,
then
I
you
haven't
you
seen
you
any
love
other nonce films. What nonce films have I seen?
I'm just feeling scattered this week.
Leon.
Okay. Leon the Professional. Yeah, that's actually. I watched that when I was younger, and it's actually now. It's crazy knowing that Luc Besson is an actual paedophile. So I can't find any pictures of the crab in Warbiswick, but I can find some brilliant pictures on my insistence. When Liv and I had some time together in Warbiswick, there is a fantastic medieval church ruin there that we went to go and see, and I took a rubbing of one of the stones. It's absolutely fantastic. What?
I don't know. It is autism, isn't it? It is that. It is like a dog with a stick. He just won't.
I'll show you. Look at this.
Poor Liv trying to get a romantic holiday. Liv's gone to a castle to rub a rock.
look, that's Liv. That's Liv wearing my coat in the ruin.
Yeah?
Isn't that nice?
Well, she seems to be having a good time.
Yeah,
and that's us going and trying to pick samphire afterwards, but it was everyone had picked it clean. And this is her next to a window with a tribute to Her Majesty the King.
Yeah, really good. Let's have a look closely.
Is that going up on the clip?
Let's see what's on about Carex.
It's
a bottle of Carex.
Pair of scissors.
Baby scissors.
Pair of scissors.
Ooh, for George. For Argan
oil. Argan
oil. Argan Gillette.
Gillette razor.
What is that one?
It's a heat pad.
Is that just in the window of the shop?
Yeah.
In the shop. A crab at the bottom.
A little crab. Some pine cones. With snow on.
Let's go.
Pair of gloves.
Ooh, the Queen's lilac gloves.
And
the Queen's
Venus.
And the Queen's bear
Venus
pussy.
You got to keep that. We know she
course,
keeps it shaved. You know the Queen kept it shaved up. I'm your Venus.
I'm your fire. Your desire.
Remember that? That's brilliant.
Paddington and Gab with her.
Oh, what did we see an advert for yesterday?
What did we see an advert?
The Paddington experience.
Oh, yeah.
The Paddington experience.
One of my followers.
Sorry, Paddington's ready to take you down the hill. Are you coughing?
Paddington. One of my followers was like, do you think the unknown from the Glasgow Willy Wonka experience is going to be there?
No, similar.
That's an interesting question.
I think that Paddington has a potential to be more scary than the Willy Wonka experience if it goes wrong. You know what I mean?
It'd be brilliant because if they had a real bear.
They're from Russia.
Yeah,
they're just in, like, chained up on the floor, and you throw marmalade.
An ex-circus bear with a hat on.
yeah, just covered in marmalade.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Yeah. I, what do you think is in the Paddington experience?
Well,
I think you get sent to prison, and you're not allowed to see your auntie ever again.
I think you get to find out why Peru's so dark.
Yeah, it is kind of fucked up that they always call it darkest Peru, isn't it?
They call that for loads of countries, don't they? Like darkest Africa.
Yeah, but it's never darkest Kent, is it?
Yeah. Deepest,
it's never darkest Kent. Germany.
There's no darks there. Yeah. I've been to Kent so many times.
You like Kent, don't you?
Absolutely. There's just absolutely my dead spot for gigs.
I've been to Kent so many times. Yeah.
I've been to Kent so many times. I lived there for 3 years, man.
They kept... every time...
I'm going to keep talking. It's going to happen.
Yeah, keep talking. No, watching this. What happens.
There you go. Yep, sorry, you've been to Kent so many times.
Clip that.
Ed's
stacked three cans on
three each, cans on yeah, each other.
Yeah. It's my dead spot. I can't do well there.
No.
I was once outperformed by a fireworks display.
I've been there, man.
They like tribute acts down there.
Folkestone's in Kent, isn't it?
Yeah, Folkestone.
I don't mind Folkestone. Bombed hard. Actually, yeah, Margate's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, Margate's okay.
Margate's good.
People are moving there.
I'm doing the Margate Fringe.
Yeah. Bloody hell.
I'm doing It's going to be in May.
So what, a lot of people doing fringes now, aren't they? A lot of people doing fringes.
Yeah, it's...
a lot of fringes coming up.
Excuse me. For us, I'm a Simpson. It's it's Sam that runs pop comedy in Two North Down.
Oh, yeah, shout out Sam.
Shout out Sam, man. I did Prince Peckham last week. Great gig.
Nice.
Great gig. What were you going to talk about? Oh, I did Oxford Glee last weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, was it nice?
It's a weird one, that one, because it doesn't feel like a Glee, and it can... I've genuinely got no opinion on it. With the other Glees, some of them have always been good, some of them have always been bad.
Yeah.
And Oxford's just like... It's a different gig every time you do it, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't have the same character as the others, because it's like... I've had some hard ones there. I've had some amazing ones there. It does feel like the crowd is a bit more transient.
Yeah. I told you about the last gig I did there, didn't I?
Jordan got naked and sucked off the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Mm. So funny.
Great way to go out.
So Jordan Brooks, right?
Shout out Jordan Brooks.
Jordan Brooks. He was doing that Glee Club and it was his last one. So he thought you might as well go crazy.
Yeah, just go all out.
Suck off an invisible man for the full 15 minutes he was on, I imagine?
20.
Full 20 minutes he was sucking off someone that you couldn't see. Yeah.
That's so funny.
We're almost done with my list of three topics.
Yeah,
what's the last topic?
Civil War, Neil birthday and prawn.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
No, we've discussed prawn.
Let's go. Yeah, but that's good. It's circular if we go back to prawn for a bit.
Well, okay, yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better.
That's kind of annoying.
I actually feel better now than earlier.
I've no problem with eating prawn. I think that I respect pescatarians because it's like they don't, a fish are nothing.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? I just don't think there's anything going on there. I think you could tell a fish in its language that you're going to kill and eat it and it wouldn't do anything.
They're just keeping the door open for sushi at all times, basically.
It's quite hard because water Pokemon, one of my favourite Pokemon.
Yeah, no, I think I'm not talking about eating Squirtle. Because you know you have to bond with him and feed him. You know, I think he's sentient as well.
Yeah.
I cannot fucking get my head around Pokemon Go.
What do you mean?
I downloaded it. There's so many. Like Helen showed it to me before she left.
Yeah.
Saying this is, and went through all these fucking options, all these different things. I have still no idea what I'm supposed to do with it.
You went to catch Pokemon on it.
Play it.
But I have to open up the app.
Yeah.
Walk to where it says the Pokemon is.
Yeah, it's for exercise. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's meant to be for like. It'd be good to get kids walking about outside.
Or you can sit down and play Pokemon Violet in the dark.
Unfortunately, what it's attracted is. Well, it'd be good for kids to get out and go walk about. Unfortunately, it's attracted just Helen and her friends.
Yeah, she does actually.
Which would be great for kids if we sent them into the forest on their own, surrounded by adult Pokemon fans.
Yeah, no. Oh my God, there's a Charizard in that warehouse.
Shout out Helen Bauer, obviously, because she listens to every episode.
Very rare Pokemon in Austria.
Australia.
Austria.
Do you think she's in? Do you think she's in Melbourne, Austria?
No, I meant. I was alluding to something else.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's good to me.
Yeah, I know. It's
good to avoid that.
Yeah, good to avoid that.
Not long left now.
What do you mean for the podcast? Or just until you.
Evelyn Mock's coming to London to stay with me.
Shout out Evelyn Mock.
You know, that's what happened to Madeleine McCann.
Oh God.
She was looking for a Pikachu.
Yeah, she's looking for Cyndaquil.
She's still looking for it to this day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she...
There's a shiny raid on your balcony, on your hotel balcony.
Oh, dear. What a shame to end it like that.
Why not?
I'm not. I don't get it.
All right. Evelyn Mock's coming to see you. Shout out Evelyn.
She'll be here for a month. Doesn't listen to the show.
She's doing gigs.
It's naughty. Yeah, probably.
I haven't done gigs with her for years and years.
Yeah, she's renting Helen's room for the month.
Oh, lovely.
And then probably going to ruin my fucking month.
When's Helen back?
Mid-May.
We need to do some episodes with Helen, probably.
No, I don't really want her in this room.
We sort of need Helen part two. Yeah, we're not going to tell her the address because she'll just be here all the time.
Can we blindfold her and have her come in?
On Zoom, or do it in your
flat. Like it's a kidnapping.
It's all fun and games right now, but you know I'll be getting a call about this.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to get it in the neck if we talk about it.
Yeah,
I'd love to kidnap guests for the show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, get Vittorio in a van.
This would be a
we
terrifying
should get a
place
to do an episode.
Oh my god! We should
Why
just
we
have
a
van.
Fucking podcast van.
Why don't we have the van, lad?
Like, you know, Hot Wings is that interview show where the pressure is that you have to eat those hot wings.
He's such an awful interviewer, by the way.
But I think
he's so bad.
You think he's bad?
I think he's so bad.
They all compliment him on how good he is.
He's just nothing. Anyway, carry on.
I think because that show is about pressure. You have to interview under pressure. Yeah. What's the best pressure than being kidnapped and put in a van? Can you imagine all the answers we managed to get out?
Fast
of?
On the motorway.
Rachel Paris,
no
she's
seatbelt.
You know, freaking out over. You know. Yeah.
Oh, genuinely. Is that it? Genuinely.
Yeah.
I'm serious. To get a really fucked up old van, like a really old van, and kit it out with our podcast gear inside, would probably be cheaper than this studio hire.
It would be if we don't move it.
Yeah.
We'd have to MOT it anyway to keep it on the road.
Sure.
We'd have to get a parking permit.
How much would the MOT be?
But how much is whatever it costs? How much do you have to take out of a van before it's not a van? Do you know? If you take the wheels off it, do you have to take an MOT then?
If it's broken.
If it can move. If it's on a public road, then you have to pay for it to be MOT'd.
Right.
If it's got a registration number.
Okay. What if you put it in a driveway?
Yeah, that's fine. You can put anything in a driveway. You can put a fucking tent in a driveway.
Okay.
We do it in a tent.
Yeah.
Man, we should do it in a van. It couldn't be more expensive than this.
It probably will be. Because,
oh, really?
I mean, it'll be probably a grand or so.
I'd also have to do it in a van. That's another negative.
Right, well, to go on patreon.com/slimecountry to give us the money to do the podcast in a van.
Any van.
We've gone off boat. We're now into a van.
I think boat. We're going to do it. We got the studio, didn't we, instead of the
boat.
Well, this is pretty portable, so we could do an episode on the pedalos now that the weather's nice. And I think we should.
Yeah, I'd like to. Which part?
Battersea, I think, is my favourite pedalo.
Well.
Battersea.
Not very good for poddy, I don't think. But no. We could try. We could get lapel mics and do an episode on the pedalos.
Yeah.
Tell us on the Patreon if you'd like us to do that and incentivise us to do it by joining the Patreon.
I want to do Bluebell Railway Journey.
Can I tell you?
What?
I've been begging Liv to buy me tickets for the Bluebell Railway
can
for
you
years.
Beg her to buy us tickets?
Yeah, I really. Let's do an episode on the Bluebell Railway.
All right.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
Do you know about the Bluebell Railway?
Is that what Poirot? That's
where he killed them.
Yeah, Bluebell.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I don't know the Bluebell Railway.
Steam railway
in sort of East Grinstead.
Is it between Legoland and Thorpe?
I think it's got a little loop or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it sort of goes
it's
around.
It's off the grid. It's got its own grid.
It's near. I'll tell you where it's near. It's near like if you go like south out of East Croydon Station, sort of. Sussex, isn't it? It's East Sussex.
Is it East Sussex?
West Sussex?
Or it's Surrey, I think, isn't it?
I think it's Surrey.
It's well, like southwest, yeah.
If we can go in Croydon, we might as well go IKEA, do 2-in-1.
What do you need from IKEA?
A lot. I think I need most of
it. You know what we should do? We should do an episode in IKEA.
How long can we do an episode in a tent in IKEA without being...
Indefinitely. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I think we
could
record there for 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can have meatballs.
Do you know what my mum got me from IKEA recently?
What?
Big bag of meatballs.
Oh,
that's nice.
God bless
her. She was like, look what I got you, son. Massive bag of meatballs.
Fucking great. Lingonberry? Chili lingonberry sauce as well?
No. I've just been making spaghetti meatballs out of it.
No, she put a bag above Ed's bed and he plays with it like a cat. God bless her.
She's got one of those hamster. One of those. You know the hamster water bottles on the wall, but full of meatballs. I just go over and suck on it when I'm hungry.
Fucking bubble tea.
Like a bubble tea. Yeah, a big thing of meatballs and gravy. Hamster bottle, and I just suck on it whenever I'm hungry and thirsty. It's on the wall of my room.
I don't think I'm going to be ill.
Well done, man. I'm proud
Thank
of you.
You.
Good, you've got a good tummy.
Thanks
after
very
all.
Much. Cheers. See you later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.